Hi, this is Jennifer Sage with the Indoor Cycling Association. I'm really excited today to bring to you two young women who have started a fabulous club in Charleston, South Carolina. This is their two-year anniversary. Congratulations, Rebecca Young and Luciana Marcial Vinson.
Thank you.
And Luciana and I were on the team spinning master instructor team for many years, and so I love her dearly, and it's always exciting to see your success with Charleston Ride.
Oh, thank you. This is a great opportunity for us to speak with you too, Jennifer. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I just want people to know, I've been watching you since you've started this, watching you online. And many of your instructors are members of the Indoor Cycling Association, so that's always exciting as well. But, you know, I see them on Facebook and all the events that you have there and so many workshops that you host there. I really think that other studios could learn a couple things. So I would like for you to tell me what you think the keys to your success are.
Oh my goodness. Do you want to start with a little history about where we came from?
We were very fortunate that 10 of our instructors, one of them happens to be out of the country in Beijing right now, but there were 10 of us that have been working together, some since 2004, all of us since 2007. So there's a tight, cohesive group among the instructors. So we were very lucky that to open the studio, we actually already had the instructors in place. And that is something that doesn't normally happen. And this team of people that we've actually formed a family with, I feel like it's definitely a tight family bond.
It certainly seems like when I see your interaction on Facebook.
Yep.
And what created the bond was truly a fundraiser that we have been working on since inception. And the first year was in 2008. It's called Pedal for Pattisons. And we raise money every year through a four-hour spinning marathon for a group of children here locally in Charleston. And they participate in this four-hour spinning marathon with us. They have a adaptive bike on stage that they have their own team, and the families and the children come to the fundraiser every year. So that was definitely the glue that and purpose and common cause that we all share that made our team even stronger.
So when you started Charleston Ride, you already had your instructors in place?
We
pretty
did.
Pretty much. Yeah, how many instructors?
We were there, as Rebecca was saying, because we already had this devotion and commitment to a project that we've been working on for years and years, the spinning marathon. And this was a group of instructors that, you know, we were all working at different places around Charleston. And as Rebecca said, we were just so fortunate to develop this camaraderie through this common cause, this desire to reach out in the community and see how we could use a spinning bike to bring people together.
How many bikes do you have in your studio?
We have 30 plus the instructor bike, so 31.
And you are downtown, aren't you?
We are downtown in the historic district of Charleston. Yep, on the third floor of an old historic building.
Third floor, that must have been fun to bring the bikes up.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it. The big guys did. But yeah, that's a feat, hauling 31 spinning bikes up and down three flights of stairs.
So your location is important. I mean, you are drawing from the local business communities?
We are. We are in the heart of downtown Charleston, so our classes are sometimes, you know, visited by tourists in town. We're within walking distance to many of the, you know, main hotels in our area, and we get a lot of visitors.
So Luciana is the director of education for the master instructor team for spinning. So obviously education is important to you, as you know it's important to me. My number one wish for instructors around the country, around the world, is that they would be more eager to acquire education, and that club owners, studio owners, would inspire or even encourage through incentives to have their instructors go become more educated, whether it's through hosting live workshops, which I know you do a lot, or through programs like the Indoor Cycling Association, which a lot of your instructors are members, but also through live conferences like WSSC. And you and I know how incredibly exciting they can be. You have a really unique, creative way to inspire your instructors to go.
So I can explain a little bit about that. And actually, just want to make a quick clarification. Actually, the team manager mm-hmm. for the master instructor team, not the director of education.
Okay.
Just want to clarify that. So we have a program here at Charleston Ride that we call the Spark Program. And this is essentially a platform for all of the instructors here to create specialty rides, workshops, any type of programming that they feel they're interested in, something that motivates them, something they're interested in sharing with our customers. And anything, any programming that they come up with, obviously we have a pay structure in place that pays them for that effort, but then we also have a bonus structure built in. And this bonus structure is geared towards filling up what we call a WSSC escrow account. So any spark that they initiate and execute in our programming, once it's completed, we have a formula in place, but essentially they receive bonus funds that go into an escrow account, and those funds sit there and accumulate over the course of the year. And at the end of the year, we tally everything up, and they have quite a chunk of change sitting in that escrow account, which is specifically to be used for attendance at WSSC. And so we release those funds so that they can pay for whatever it is they need to pay for, whether it's registration or travel, gas, food, lodging. They can apply those funds however they see fit, as long as it goes towards WSSC. And we have every year, funds go to every single instructor, and depending again on how many sparks they have implemented throughout the year, that increases the amount of their fund. We've had on a few occasions instructors that have had their entire trip paid for through wow. these funds. So it really makes it easy for them to attend. And for us as business owners, the payoff is that it continues to build that sense of family, that sense of camaraderie, and they feel valued. They feel that their ideas are worthwhile, that whatever voice that they want to convey, they have a venue here for that voice to be heard. So that, in terms of retention in staffing, is absolutely invaluable to us. We've had zero turnover rate in our 2 years.
That's amazing.
And actually,
do you have a line out the door of instructors who want to work for you?
Well, that's interesting. Yes, interesting question. When people see our initial requirements, just to walk in the door and be hired, they're fairly rigorous. They are definitely rigorous. For instance, you have to be an outdoor cyclist. You need to be a Star 3 spinning instructor. So just by default, that will turn some people away. But then on the flip side of the coin, it actually motivates people to want to be here, because what they see when reading those requirements is a standard of excellence. And they decide, hey, that's the place I want to work, because these are the standards that I live by. I want to be in that group of people. And for those people who continue to knock on the door, but maybe don't have all those requirements, we have a mentor program in place here. And in the last 2 years, we've put two instructors through the mentoring program. So while they may not have all of the requirements walking in the door, what they do have is something that, as we all know, you cannot teach, is self-motivation and desire.
Yes.
And so once we realize, this is the person we want to work with, we can teach all the technical skills. We can teach content. We can get them to Star 3. We can teach them how to ride a road bike and go out in a group ride. But you can't teach passion, and you can't teach just the desire to be excellent. So that's worked really well with us.
How does this all translate to your class numbers? I mean, obviously, you have instructors that want to be there, and I personally know you have students who want to be there, but, you know, tell us a little bit more about your numbers and retention and people coming in the door. Or you butts know, on bikes, as they say in the industry.
Right, exactly. You know, I had a rider the other day. She's a new rider with us, and she said something really interesting. She said, you know, when I read your website, she says, I looked at the bios of all the instructors, and every single one of them said that they were a Star 3 spinning instructor. She said, you know what, I had no idea what that meant, but because everyone had it, I knew it must mean something great.
Wow.
So that's what brought her in the door. She knew that there was a level of excellence, a caliber, a quality, that maybe she didn't understand that particular, you know, status, if you will, but she knew that it was going to translate into a great class. So that meant a lot, and I think that's what a lot of our customers look at. They see that each instructor has really an intrinsic motivation to continue to educate themselves, and when they take a class from us, they are not just getting, you know, the great workout with the science behind it, but they're also getting an instructor up there on that bike that lives the life, that practices what they preach, and that's a very genuine and sincere retention quality. People come back to a sense of reality, that this is not a show and tell. You know, an instructor up there kind of saying, look at me, but rather, let's experience this together so we can all come out more powerful, and let's assist each other along the way.
We actually received one of our highest compliments this past weekend. It was the day after our anniversary ride. Luciana and I were here Sunday morning, and one of our clients came out and said, she looked at us, and she was at the ride on Saturday, and all the instructors were there, as well. We had a little celebration afterwards, and she looked at us and she was unsure if we were the owners of the studio or not. She questioned it, and we said, yes, we are. And she said, I have to tell you, I've been to so many classes and I cannot tell who the owner is, because anyone that I've been taking these classes from could be the owner.
Oh, wow.
And
that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Right. So we've had a couple people tell us that the ownership, that the instructors are so professional and in every class.
And proud of what they do.
I'm just grinning ear to ear, and I would wish this on any studio. And I know, you know, studios are becoming very popular now, but they're still a really hard endeavor. There's so much that you have to do. Both of you wear so many hats, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know. Not just the teaching and managing your employees, but, you know, you've got to bring people in the door and be a good community, you know, work with your community. What are some of the things you do in your community?
Well, you know, I have to say that when you walk into our studio, on the brick wall, you see a huge collage of the children's of Patterson's Academy. So it's pretty clear
that's a big...
Yeah.
Foundation of what you
do. Yeah, that's our one really, really big effort, and it is the reason that Charleston Ride was birthed. You know, that's where our history comes from. We knew that our commitment to Patterson's Academy and the Spinning Marathon was part of the definition of who we were as people, and we needed to build a home where we could continue to house that effort. So Charleston Ride was born. But, you know, there are a lot of different things that we do as a studio and also the individual instructors. We have our Friday noon community class, which is taught by Allison Carter, and that's our free class. So anyone who wants to walk in the door and have, you know, a Friday free-for-all,
that is awesome.
You come to that class. And then I think our programming is, you know, pretty straightforward. We'll have classes that are geared towards different populations in the community. We have a pricing structure that assists our college population. We're right downtown where the College of Charleston is. And, you know, for the most part, any organization that reaches out to us, if they're doing some sort of auction or a charity fundraiser within themselves, and they reach out for, you know, a donation or a 5-class card or a 10-class card, our answer is 99% of the time, yes!
All right, so in this day and age, as you know, the indoor cycling world is kind of divided, and I am sure because you are in, as Rebecca said when we first started that, well, off air, she said that Charleston is, what, third year in a row that you are the number one tourist town
tourist
in the United States?
Yes.
That's amazing. So you also get a lot of tourists.
Yes.
And maybe they come from New York or some other big metropolitan place where they've taken a class that does things that you do not do.
Right.
How do you address that? And do you get a lot of them?
We do get a lot of visitors that come from other backgrounds of indoor cycling studios. And we are very proud to be a licensed spinning facility. So in most of our classes, that's if you have a visitor from out of town, we define what spinning is right from the get-go so that they know that, you know, if you can't do it on a road bike, we won't be doing it on the indoor bike. And it's just all in how it's presented that this experience may be different from where they come from. But, you know, if I talk to them before class, just to let them know that it's a fun, great training experience. And most people we have found are, you know, they're receptive and they experience what we're offering.
And I think to go a little further with that, we train our instructors how to handle maybe challenging situations while the class is going on. If there is a particular movement or, you know, let's say contraindication occurring in the room, just because, you know, what that student is used to is different from what we do in the spinning program, we've really trained our instructors to be able to handle those situations professionally, diplomatically, but also to convey the message of, you know, what we consider safe or unsafe in a way that is supportive and nurturing, because we want those people to come back, that's for sure. We want them to always seek out Charleston Ride when they visit Charleston. So I think that's a key, is to equip your instructors with really the appropriate ways of handling those situations literally while the class is going on.
Most people are responsive if you just provide education of why, you know, what the reason is, and they're very responsive to it.
Yeah. I think it also helps, you know, just because you are an official licensed spinning facility, you can turn to that and say, this is why we don't do that. For studios that might not be, I think something similar if they established a set of rules, etiquette, that are posted on the wall.
Yes.
So the instructor doesn't become, you know, a police person, a policeman.
Right.
Instead, they simply turn and say, this is why we don't do it, and they point to the wall and to the chart or the sign, the rules. But
most definitely, there needs to be an established set of rules that then everyone abides by.
Yes.
And then you're equipped to actually, you know, convey that information in the right way.
Exactly. Well, Rebecca, Luciana, it's been great talking to you. I can't wait to do this again in 2 years on your 4-year anniversary.
Yay!
And I'm sure you will have 0%, you know, losing instructors unless they reluctantly have to leave your city for, you know, a job or something. But
until we open up our second, third, and fourth location, we have to move them to the other locations. There we go.
There you go. And anyone listening, is that in the plan? Or is that secret?
We'll be honest with you guys. It's certainly always in the plan. We're always looking at expansion and how we can grow this community. So everyone will just have to stay tuned.
Well, we'll stay tuned with open minds and eager, we'll be eager to hear the news. Thank you both, and continued luck to you. And we will be highlighting you more and more on ICA, especially when Pedal for Patterson's starts again. When is it?
March 8th, 2014. We're already working on it. It's a 6-month endeavor, so it's good.
And how many attendees do you have?
We have 125 bikes on the floor.
Wow.
And this is a big year for us. It's our seventh year, and so we're expecting some big numbers this year. We'll see.
Awesome. Well, we'll be talking to you then, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jennifer. Have a great day.